Quarter to six, 55 degrees this day after Easter. Time for the best 5 minutes of the day. Jason Kanz, our neuropsychologist friend in Eau Claire, is on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you know, the day after Easter, I've already had He's Alive from Don Francisco and Can't Keep a Good Man Down from New Song, but sadness and tragedy marking the weekend here in western Wisconsin with two officers losing their lives in the line of duty.
Yeah. I had been seeing friends putting up pictures of the blue line, and I was like, oh, what's going on now? And saw the news, and it's just grievous to me. It's really hard, again, to see that, and our hearts go out to the families and to the communities who have to bear tragedy again.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. And so, again, I don't think we've had any names yet. One site was reporting one male and one female, but, waiting for more information as it becomes available, but heartbreak and loss here on Easter weekend for sure.
Absolutely.
Also here at WWIB, this is our fundraising week for Single Mom Saturday, and we've done this before. We're doing it again, and we need the people to help step up and help us make this possible, and you're going to be hearing more information about this all week long. But 10 different single moms going to benefit from this. And we've got generous sponsors who've stepped up to help make this possible that you'll be hearing recognized throughout the week. But basically, we're treating these families to a day full of fun while their vehicle receives a free oil change. But what they don't know is we're also creating a surprise vehicle repair fund for them at Bloomer Tire Center so people can help out with that. So stuff like that. That's what it's about to be a believer, right? Help out. So.
Yeah, you know, that's a great thing. You know, as somebody who grew up with a single mom, mm-hmm. I have just a deep appreciation for that every year when you've done that. And mm-hmm. I know last year when it came around, just being really grateful that you do that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Appreciate that. So we'll be talking a lot more about that this morning and all week long. So be thinking what you can do above and beyond your support for your local church. But you know, I missed it last week. I missed Letters to the Beloved. I mean, it was good to do some of your devotions. You'd focused on John 13 through 17 and Notes from the Upper Room. We did five of those, but I'm ready to get back to James chapter 1.
Sure, that sounds good to me, too.
All right, so today we got 22 through 25 in James 1. Go ahead.
Yeah, it says, but don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you are only fooling yourselves. For if you listen to the word and don't obey, it's like glancing at your face in a mirror. You see yourself, walk away, and forget what you look like. But if you look carefully into the perfect law that sets you free, and if you do what it says and don't forget what you heard, then God will bless you for doing it.
All right, and Jason tackles those four verses in his devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, this way. Ready? Here we go. Live out of the reality of who I say you are. Do not just read your Bible every morning or go to church every Sunday. Those can be good things to do, but they can also deceive you into thinking that you're following my will. Religious exercises are meaningless, even damaging, if they keep you and me from a relationship. I desire that you put Christ on display in your life. Do not forget that my spirit is not just inside you, but he flows out of you in your relationship with others. Think about my son and the freedom that he purchased. When you remember my grace toward you, your deepest desires will be to glorify my name and love others with dignity, which will bless you as well. Thoughts?
Yeah, you know, I think for me it really comes back to the idea of, are we becoming love? Are we becoming people who love just kind of flows out from us? And, you know, I certainly have had periods in my life where the religious exercises were just done so I could pridefully check them off of a checklist. And, you know, I think it's about heart change and becoming the type of people who love well and deeply.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess when you talk about in there some of the warnings of just because you go through the expected requirements of what it means to be a believer, I guess it comes down to are we religion or relationship, right?
Right, for sure. Yeah, and again, as I say in there, those are not bad things to do. But they serve a higher purpose for us, and that is to become relationally whole people, I think.
But, you know, I think it's fair to say, if you look at the Gospels particularly, but even the Old Testament, I mean, the Bible in general doesn't have a lot of good things to say about religion. And we're working our way toward the verse right. tomorrow, yeah. James 1:27, that kind of defines New Testament-wise, this is what this is the kind of religion God is interested in.
Absolutely.
We will do that true. Tomorrow. Same bad time, same bad channel. Talk to you then.
Talk to you then.
All right, there we go. Well, as that lead story talked about that tragedy in Barron County over the weekend, between that and hearing from Kaya and Willard on the listener line at 396-1670 saying, good morning. Today, she says, marks 2 years that our granddaughter Sierra went home to be with Jesus. Sometime after 7, would you play the song from Aaron Schust, My Savior, My God? I am not skilled to understand. WWIB, good morning. Good to have you with us. The WIB Wake Up Show.
To understand what God has willed, what God has planned, I only know at His right hand stands one who is my Savior. I take Him at His word and Christ died to save me, this I read, and in my heart I find a need of Him to be my Savior, that He will leave His place on high and come for sinful men to die. So once did I, before I knew my Savior, my Savior loved.
This is the third day of our one-week challenge for Single Mom Saturday, this year's Single Mom Saturday. And we did this last year not knowing, hoping, and praying that it would become an annual event, but not knowing. And you all responded in such an amazing way last year. If you're just joining us, what we're doing is we're providing a couple weeks before Mother's Day, a day that focuses on single parent families and specifically single mothers and their children. And so we start off at Bloomer Tire Center and we provide a free oil change for their vehicles. But while that's going on, we say we whisk them away. So we've got individual vehicles, and Cobus and Buses also provides a coach bus. And we take everybody down on that Saturday morning and we bring them to Mycon Cinemas. Mike and Connie have agreed to do this once again, a private movie showing. And again, we're just trying to show everyone a good time and maybe some things that they might not always be able to do, as money is often very, very tight in single parent households. And so we bring them all to Mycon Cinemas and treat them to a movie, and then we take them over for a lot more fun. So what we're going to have once again, thanks to the Tasty Trolley food truck, is a food truck lunch from everybody. Rock and Roll to Go Plus is going to provide inflatables. Last year we had a little bouncy castle for the littles and then a Spider-Man obstacle course that the kids went through again and again. Kevin's Juggling and Balloons joined us last year. He's going to be there at the beginning of the event this time to help welcome the kids Saturday morning at Bloomer Tire Center with all sorts of balloon animal twisting. He can do everything from lightsabers to monkeys climbing coconut trees. He's just incredible. And of course, he is a great juggler, great entertainer. So we're going to have him at the beginning of the event. And along with that food truck lunch, along with, again, the free movie and the inflatables, we have gift bags with a lot of different items. And maybe we won't even mention them now, but some of them surprises to really bless these families with some material things as well, too, to just show them support, to honor them, to show our community's love for them. But the thing that they don't know and that we're asking you to help us with again is beyond just that fun Saturday morning and going a little bit into the afternoon, what we want to do is take care of some of their needs as well. Because we know that, again, with a single income, a single parent household, the things that can absolutely sink you when typically you're living on a check-to-check basis is unforeseen medical bills and unforeseen car repairs. And we all know what things have done recently in terms of prices and how difficult it's been. And so we thought, well, can we go beyond just this Saturday? Can our care for these single mothers and their families go beyond just this day? And so what we came up with last year is, can we create a Single Mom Saturday vehicle repair fund, a surprise for them at the end of the day, where we take everything our sponsors have given, everything that you all match or exceed that sponsor tally, and put it all in a fund in their name at Bloomer Tire Center for any current or future vehicle repairs they need, so that we can say, Mama, you're taken care of, you're loved, and you don't need to stress about this, because people you've never met, people you could never repay, and they wouldn't want you to ever repay them, they love you. They're wrapping their arms around you. And so that's why we're bringing this back. Last year, you turned $6,750, a generous matching challenge. You turned that into $19,000. Well, we have $7,300 this year that we're trying to match or exceed. Only, I believe, $140 has come in. I know it's busy, holiday weekend and such too. So we've got a long, long way to go. The challenge ends this Friday. But even as I was over the weekend really disheartened and struggling with, does anybody care about this? And realizing it's the holiday weekend, but thinking, man, does anyone even care? Maybe we shouldn't have tried this again. I realized though I can think of a dozen reasons why this won't work, I only have to think of one reason why it will, and that's God. And that's God moving in the hearts of all of you to give, to serve people who can never repay you. And I think there's something so incredibly beautiful about giving cheerfully and giving generously to those who can't give back. Is there any better use of our money than that? And so we're asking if you would step up today and this week, wwib.com/singlemomsaturday, or there's a big red banner you can't miss right at the top of the page. Havel has mentioned that he's in for $100. Are there others who can join him? Maybe it's more, maybe it's less. I've got a challenge as well from my wife and I later on today, but hoping that maybe someone would respond, even before we come back after this break, that someone would respond and say, I want to help these single mothers in the best way that I can.
Weekend recap, WWIB. It was Easter, but obviously a tragedy in Barron County, double fold, obviously, with officers down, killed in the line of duty from Cameron and Chautauqua. Waiting for more details on that, names to be forthcoming. I don't know that there's an explanation, but again, that senseless tragedy, I think, marring the weekend for many. But nonetheless, the hope of the resurrection. And so did enjoy that opportunity with my wife and some of my kids to be in church together. A Good Friday service, even on Friday, to be one of the dramatic readers at Valley Brook and Eau Claire. But beyond that, an Easter picnic yesterday with family at River Prairie in Altoona was fun. Yeah, that was a good time. Thanks to my daughter Grace, particularly, for getting some of the things set up. The veggie tray and the fruit, and we had sub sandwiches, a little walk around the park. I enjoyed watching some of the Masters with my daughter Elena, and a lot of times if there's sports, I don't know, Caleb, I'm kind of watching it alone in the Halverson house, but my wife even said, I feel good you had somebody to watch it with you on that and talk about as John Rahm goes on to the win. Congrats to Cliff and Spooner, won our Masters contest. Did my taxes a week before the deadline, and my song singing on the way to work today is I Owe, So Off to Work I Go. And the annual spring activity of backyard dog cleanup. Yes, it was a long winter, and I think the dogs left me plenty of business to take care of. So that's kind of my recap.
There you go. So, enjoy it again, a Good Friday service as well. And then Saturday made some French silk pies, and so that was fun. Nora helped with cleaning off the spatula and cleaning out the bowl afterward.
That's so fun.
Yeah, enjoyed that. And not all, but most of my family was able to gather together on Easter Sunday. Beautiful service and praise the Lord to have a very, very full house at church. In fact, more than have ever been in that building in our church's history there. So that was a wonderful thing to do to celebrate the resurrection, to be able to spend some time with family and then go over to spend some time with Lindsay's family at the end of the day, too. I did manage to play a little basketball with some young teenagers, and I feel like I acquitted myself fairly well for once.
Way to go.
It helped that I had Will on my team. I was told when we were searching for the Easter bags that we always do, somehow I missed the memo. Don't go into the garden because the garden is like quicksand of a mud variety.
Oh, no.
And so my shoes are completely soaked in mud.
Oh, wow.
So that was kind of our weekend. And again, being from Barron County would continue to ask for just an outpouring of prayers for those who are hurting in our home area there too. So as we move toward our weather update, I know Howell played some audio from one of our moms from last year, and we have another one, Andrea. I'd reached out to them saying, would you be willing to share a little bit about what our Single Mom Saturday, the first one ever last year, meant to you? So this is Andrea, who left us a voicemail as well.
My name is Andrea, and I was part of the Single Mom event last year. It was really hard for me to make this call because I get very emotional. My kids and I really enjoyed that day. My kids could not believe how much they got to do and all of the treats that they got. It was pretty surreal, to be honest. The day went by in a blur because of how much we were able to do, and I didn't have to say no at all, which was pretty unusual. The vehicle repair funds at Bloomer Tire means more than I can say. When my brakes were bad, I was able to get them replaced without having to worry about how to pay for it. Having one less thing to worry about is a blessing every day. It really means a lot to me. I don't know who donated, but I think about those people. And I just hope that they know how much it means to me and my kids. During times when I'm really stressed out and overwhelmed, which can be pretty often, I remember that day and all of the generosity of the people who made that day happen and who donated, people I don't even know. It reminds me that there are people who care and that God is listening and providing. and I'm just very thankful. Thank you.
And again, I think Andrea perfectly encapsulated there. Everything that we want this to be, this is not a WWIB PR event. The only reason we're bringing it on the air is because we need your help to provide for these moms. But what we want them to know is hope. Hope with that little H that things in this life can get better. But hope with the big H that there's a God who loves them. There's a God who cares for orphans and widows. There's a God who's never going to leave and never going to forsake, no matter what they've been through. He cares and he loves. And so we're asking you to respond today and this week, WWIB.com/Single Mom Saturday, if you can help provide for this year's vehicle repairs to surprise 10 new mothers, 10 new families. This song also ties in so well. Jasmine Murray, who also grew up with a single mother, who can testify, while you were holding me, he was holding you. Still hoping and praying for our first person to respond today with a gift for Single Mom Saturday at WWIB.com. There's a big red banner at the top of the page, WIB.com/Single Mom Saturday. But Havo, we wanted to, before we get to our jokes on a Make Us Laugh Monday here, wanted to do a little bit of a recap of what happened last year, because again, it's in our hearts, those of us who were there and saw it, but others who gave may not remember all that went on. And I went back and listened to this, and it took me over 7 minutes last year on a Monday morning to recap everything that went on. So I've shortened it to three here, just kind of the end, but it was truly a highlight of last year being able to honor these single mothers and their children and hopefully give them a memorable day. And so we want to share a little bit more about what went on last year for those who are wondering what in the world this is about. There's no way I can possibly in words describe what that day was like. Just as we post on Facebook, there's no way with pictures we possibly could describe. But if I can share one final thing, this happened before the end. And of course, at the end, $19,000 we were able to surprise these single moms with the vehicle repair fund at Bloomer Tire Center and cap everything off with that, hey, anything your car needs now, in the future, it's taken care of. That's by people you may never meet this side of heaven.
$1,900 a piece for each of the 10 moms. Yeah.
But they love you. They want to bless you. They want to honor you. And this wasn't a charity case. This wasn't, we see that you're in need. This was, we want to bless you and honor you for that incredibly tough road you're walking, and we want to come alongside you. And just the one thing that I wanted to share at the end was, again, we had a wide range from a one-year-old all the way up to 15 years old and with the kids. And we had around 30 people with the moms and children for all the events of the day. And there was one young lady, she was the oldest one who was there, and she was 15. And, I noticed she went to the movie and got the food from the food truck, but wasn't really engaging with the balloons and the inflatables and all that. And I just kind of thought, man, did I miss the mark in terms of engaging this young woman? Should I have done something more? Did she feel bored? Did she feel like this was, again, a charity event? Did she feel embarrassed? Was she just like, oh, this is just for kids? You know, should I have done more to try to make her feel welcome? And before she left, though, she walked up to me and handed me this note. I've got it in my hand right now, Halvon.
Yeah.
If you've seen an iron cross before, she had hand-sketched.
Wow.
A beautiful, beautiful iron cross while she was at the church, surrounded by roses. Again, this is absolutely gorgeous.
Powerful.
And she just walked up to me, didn't say a word, this quiet, reserved teenager, but handed me this beautiful drawing. But on the back, she'd written a note. And she said, I came here and I felt my worries slip from me like a coat. Thank you for holding them for me. And friends, that is the heart of God for this. That we can bear each other's burdens. And we do this for the moms, yes, but we have no idea what some of these kids might be carrying the weight of the world on their young shoulders. And so if we can surround them and embrace them and say, even if it's just for this Saturday, we have a safe place here where you know that you're loved, where we can hold you and remind you that God is holding you close and that he loves you. That We wanted to minister to these families, but instead it's our hearts that came away so full, as always, when we try to surrender what we do to God. And so all I can say to him, most of all, to all of you, is thank you. Thank you for being part of the beautiful work that God is doing in the Chippewa Valley in western Wisconsin, the lives of these families. Thank you. Again, a recap from last year. We thank you for all that you did, but we thank God more because he moved in you to will and to act. And so we're asking again, asking you, but asking him to move in hearts to give for this year's families, this year's moms. WWIB.com/Single Mom Saturday if you would like to help make that happen. Once again, he is good. He is the provider. And we just hope we can be his hands and feet.
The WIB Wake Up Show on a Make Us Laugh Monday, WWIB. It feels good to laugh, and sometimes we just need to. So here we go. I'm going to try an Easter-related joke. So here it goes. Okay. Imagine Pontius Pilate said, Joseph, I really don't understand. You're one of the richest men in the region. You've spent a small fortune on a new tomb for you and your family, and you want to give it to this man, Jesus? Joseph's like, it's just for the weekend.
Man, I hadn't heard that one before. That's new to me. Okay, so here are the jokes that we found last week, and it's about something saying, hey, submit your kid's favorite joke. And Havel graciously said, go ahead, you take those, Caleb. So these are from kids, and I will pick some of my favorites of their favorites. What did the Spanish fireman name his two sons? What did the Spanish fireman name his two sons? Jose and Jose B.
Okay, there you go. You know what? Especially John Rahm's a Spaniard winning the Masters yesterday.
He was great.
On Seve Ballesteros' birthday and the 40th anniversary of him winning the Masters, a fellow Spaniard. Speaking of golf, it's really the adult version of an Easter egg hunt.
Oh, well, how about what do you call a fly with no wings?
What?
A walk.
Okay, yeah. You know, Caleb, I've decided I'm never going to get down to my original weight, and I'm okay with that. I mean, after all, 7 pounds, 12 ounces is just not realistic.
Thank you very much.
Oh, that was great. She enjoyed it, and so did I. And finally, from children's favorite jokes, Havo, two fish were in a tank. One of them says, how do you drive this thing?
There we go.
We're trying to add some gospel sunshine, in a way, I guess you'd say, by meeting some physical needs, some material needs for some families in our community, some single parent families, single mothers, and their children through our second annual Single Mom Saturday. And so what we want to do is to bring them some hope with, again, provision for financial needs, a fun day for them and their families, where we can, again, just hopefully treat them to an amazing day, to honor them, to bless them. But we're hoping, praying that what they see through all of this is that there's a God who loves them, and that God loves them through his people responding to this challenge that we have for you this week, through this Friday, trying to match $7,300, hoping to even exceed that. Again, this is about 2 weeks before Mother's Day, our second annual Single Mom Saturday. It's a special day to bless 10 local single mothers and their children. And we're going to be treating these families to a day full of fun while their vehicle receives that free oil change at Bloomer Tire Center. But what they don't know, what we're asking you again to help us with, is to create a surprise for them. And that's a vehicle repair fund at Bloomer Tire Center. So any current or future car repairs needed, we can let them know that they're already paid for. They're already paid for, so that we can turn potential stress then or later on in the year, turn that into a blessing as they remember, wow, that's taken care of by people who love me, who love my children, who love my family. So we're asking for you to help us through this Friday. We have a matching challenge of, again, $7,300 for vehicle repairs, thanks to so many amazing business sponsors, including Ali Rudd Financial Services, Down to Earth Garden Center, Squeegee Squad of Western Wisconsin, Lakeland University, Marco, Joseph's Cheesecakes, so many. We want to thank all of you who helped us with the first year of this endeavor in 2022. You turned last year's matching funds into an incredible $19,000 that we then were able to divide evenly between those 10 mothers. We heard from so many of you last year, including, I remember hearing from Jennifer, who said, I was a single mom. I know how tight things can get. And she said, when I was a single mother, I was so thankful for the way God blessed me during those years. And she said, now I want to do the same for others. And that was beautiful. And again, the heart behind why so many of you gave was just amazing to me. And I praise God for it then and do now as well. And praying that he would move many to give this year as well. For whatever reason it is, maybe you were or are a single parent. We heard from a lot of single dads last year saying, we want to be able to help these single mothers. We heard from parents who said they had a child who was a single parent. We heard so many stories, and we would love to be able to honor those you want to honor with your gift as well too. But we only have a few days left. We started this on Saturday, and just a few people have responded so far. But we're praying that God moves powerfully. Up until this Friday is our Single Mom Saturday Vehicle Repair Matching Challenge to bless these families. If you'd like to help, you can go to wwib.com/Single Mom Saturday.
The WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. One quick side note, and we'll get back to the Single Mom Saturday. But today is Golfer's Day. And I was mentioning in our weekend recap earlier last hour that I enjoyed watching some of the Masters, my daughter Elena, and we've golfed together before, and so, and I was wrongly telling her, she was asking how far back golf goes, and I said, oh, you know, to the 1800s.
That's what I would have figured.
Actually, the game of golf dates back to Scotland in the 14th century.
Really?
Yeah, that's crazy. So, again, they estimate there are some 32,000 golf courses in the world. But let me use that as a transition point to say golf is one of those things that can be kind of spendy.
Sure.
Kind of costly. And so, if you are out there, hopefully we're pulling on your heartstrings and you're thinking about what you could manage to share in our Single Mom Saturday at WIB.com, because this is the one and only week we're doing this. And I had a listener message me on Facebook saying that she is planning to give $100 as soon as she's
matching
done
your
drive.
Challenge.
So yeah, exactly. So and she wanted to know, Caleb, she's like, hey, I've got somebody in mind who maybe would benefit from this, but these moms have already been identified, right?
Yeah, and again, we've reached out to a lot of local church leaders, pastors, community leaders, a lot of different organizations to get the nominations ahead of time. Again, there's a lot of wheels that are in motion for this before it's ever brought to the air for you, and so we're asking that you would respond. And again, we had 10 wonderful mothers and their families that we met last year, and 10 new families this year that we are really looking forward to blessing. And in talking with them, I mean, some of them, even in tears, not knowing anything about this that we're doing this week to provide hopefully thousands of dollars in vehicle repairs. But just the fact that someone would care enough to create a day for them to honor them, because when we tell them that they've been nominated and that we just, again, have a special day planned where we want to honor and bless them and their children, that we know, even if we don't personally, but know just how hard it can be to be a single parent, hardest job in the world. I know you've quoted James Dobson mm-hmm. saying that a lot too.
Right.
Some of the tears on the other end of the phone too, as I've been privileged to talk with these amazing women, and they've been through a lot
mm-hmm.
and things that I can't share, but they've really, really been through a lot. And so the fact that we have the opportunity to do something special for them, to do something special for their kids. We'll hear from Lori, one of our moms from last year, in a little bit. But Andrea, one of the things that really stuck out to me is she left us a voicemail too, as I reached out to some of last year's mothers and just said, would you be willing to share with our WIB family what it meant to you last year? And she said, just all the activities, it was such a blur. And she said, just seeing all the fun my kids have. And she said, to have a whole day where I didn't have to say no.
Mm-hmm.
Where they could just do all those things. And like a single income with children is just, you have to say no a lot because there's just not funds there. And so just for these mama's hearts to be able to see their children having so much fun, I know fills their hearts as well. And that was, that's one of the many goals for this.
You know, if you're going to play Lori right now, you should. And I played it shortly before 6 o'clock, but I would ask that you would bring back Andrea's comment again before 9, because it was so rich.
We will. And thank you to Christy, who's just responding as well to your $100 challenge. Thank you to Christy from Colfax, again, who's saying, well, I could give $100 to these moms. And here's the thing. If you can't give $100, but you are moved, would you give something, what you can? Maybe you can give more. Maybe you can give less. But my prayer is that, and I have a challenge related to that we'll talk about later this week, and it will be retroactive, everyone who's given before, too. But my prayer is that people would not go away unmoved. And you say, man, I just can't do anything financially. You can pray and pray and pray for this event, for these beautiful mamas, for their children, for those who are going through so much more turmoil and trauma than many of us could even dream up in a nightmare. You can pray. And we pray that they will be covered in prayer and that they'll be covered in blessing financially as well, too, from those of you who give. So I've talked long enough. I'd like to share a little bit here from Lori, who is one of our moms from last year.
Hi, my name is Lori, and I benefited last year with the Single Moms Day in such a way I barely have words to just say how helpful that was for my family. We're still using money for auto repairs. I try not to waste it. It's helped me make sure that we have enough food in the house and clothes for the kids and shoes. I just thank you's not enough to say how much that meant to my family and my kids. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that was just one of the 10 moms from last year.
One of her comments there, I'm hearing that again here maybe for the third time, but I mean, when she says, I try not to waste it, right? I mean, I was just like, that's how precious and appreciated that extra support for auto repair is.
And I want to play Jason Gray's song, Be Kind, a little bit later, too. Because there's a line in that song that made me think of this event. As soon as I heard that song, and he talks about a single mother with her child acting out the grocery store, and said, I don't know what she's going through, but he said she'd break down if she could afford to. Because they're trying to hold it all together. And so many of these moms that we hear from, they feel so alone. And what we want them to know is that they're not alone. That the community they're in loves them. The body of Christ loves them. But all of that to point to say, Jesus loves you. He'll never forsake you. He'll never leave you. You're loved. And he is reliable.
Allow me, before you play this song, to ask you a question, though. And we did not rehearse this at all. But you seem particularly gutted and broken today. And I thought of you this way. I couldn't help it because, I mean, Barron County, this horrible tragedy, two law enforcement officers dead from these beautiful communities, Cameron and Chetek. And I know your dad's a police chaplain in Rice Lake. And, you know, with him being, I think he was called in and it's Easter weekend. I mean, you invest your heart and soul into this Single Mom Saturday in so many different ways. But I don't know that I've heard you yet. And just wondered if briefly you could just talk about you seem particularly more deeply broken today.
Yeah, and I think you just start feeling the brokenness of
the world.
Of the world.
Yeah.
Families that were ripped apart because of this. Communities broken and hurting, and I think too, I mean, it was a struggle over this weekend in so many different things with everything that was going on so close to home, and with the Single Mom Saturday event too. I think I'd really thought, well, you know, Easter weekend, I know people are busy, but thought that there'd be more response. And so I think
I was really disheartened and discouraged and just wondering, you know, does anybody care? Uh-huh. And what can I do more? And I think, sorry, I'm probably hard to understand, but I think what God brought to me is just be still. And he says, be still and know that I am God. Uh-huh. And I'm an achiever. I'm a perfectionist. And it's, what can I do? What can I do? What can I do? Huh. But it's him. It's not me. And just as I say, this event, this giving, this fund that we're trying to raise funds for, it doesn't happen without you all giving, without you all responding. Uh-huh. But it's not about my techniques to make you care. It's not about how I can present it on the air and social media, but it's about God moving. And I feel this responsibility that I want to care for them. I want to help these single mothers. It's something so close to me. Because my wife was a single mother, my sister is, my cousin was for so many years. But what God just pushed onto me is, you're not their provider, Caleb. He said, I am. Mm-hmm. I am. And he has never once failed. He has never once fallen short of any promise that he's made. And so even as I was, again, with all the things going on in the communities and this, and saying, Lord, no one cares. No one cares. Mm-hmm. But he reminded me that he does, that he loves and he cares, and he'll always, always be enough. So we want to play this song from Stellar Kart, Jesus Loves You, in the hope that this event, if it's glorifying God the way we hope and pray that it is, that by telling them Jesus loves you, they'll be able to say, as Lydia Laird will sing next, yes, this I know, Jesus loves me. Well, thanks so much, those who've responded this morning. Again, we've got a big goal, trying to match $7,300 before this Friday, hoping it'll even grow bigger than that. But big goals are nothing to a big God, right? So thank you so much to Tina from Sorona, who responds with a $100 gift today. Thank you so much, Tina, matching with several others of you have given Havel with his $100 challenge this week. Thank you to John from Hayward. John, who generously gives $30 in memory of his mother, Betty. Thank you so much, John from Hayward, listening to us this morning and responding. If you would like to as well, wwib.com/singlemomsaturday, or honestly, if you can get to wib.com, it's a big red banner right at the top of the page. We'll hear from another one of our single mothers from last year's first ever Single Mom Saturday in just a moment. Thank you for listening. Thank you for praying. Thank you for responding in prayer. And if God moves you to respond financially, not us, not songs, not words, but if God moves in you to respond financially to this in a small way or a huge way, that's between you and him. But I would just ask you not to withhold good from those who deserve it when it's within your power to act. Proverbs says that. And so if God moves you, please just say yes. And there's no guilt and there's no shame if there's different causes, things that he's laid on your heart. But if this pulls at you and you feel like, wow, I should help, I'm praying that you would, that you'd say yes.
We're continuing our Single Mom Saturday campaign. It goes through Friday, trying to raise funds to reach the matching challenge and extend it. And I got to say, if I hadn't said it already, if we raised $19,000 last year and sharing some of these memories in the recap, we got to go for 20, Caleb. I mean, come on now. We got to at least go for 20.
We know what costs have been doing. And dollars we raise, we want them to go as far as possible. And again, right now we're at the starting block.
Well, we're going to hear what Andrea has to say again in a moment from last year. And it's really powerful if you missed it. But here's what Linda in Chippewa Falls says. And I know Linda, she's a great WIB listener. She says, I've been there once, a single mom as well. Sometimes wondering where I would even be able to get anything kids needed. Linda says, God helped me through my mom, whom always tried to help, even though it was hard for her as well. Linda says, I know that God is with us, each and every one. Sometimes he doesn't answer in the way we think, but I'm also thankful for what the community of people here that love with their hearts, showing these mothers and children hope and the love of God. And Linda says she's going to stop by, and she thinks that she can do $50, and she wants to give in memory of her mom, Phyllis. So thank you, Linda.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Linda. Thank you for those who are responding. And again, you're welcome to stop by, or if you'd like to give online quickly, safely, securely, there's a big red banner that says Single Mom Saturday right at the top of the page at WWIB.com. And again, we thank Tina from Serona, who just gave a gift of $100. Thank you so much to John from Hayward, who gave a gift of $30 for this surprise vehicle repair fund for these single moms in honor of his mother, Betty. And I don't know how we want to preface this, Havel. This is, we've heard from a couple of our moms from last year, but for those who may have missed it, wanted to share a call. So I'd reached out to the 10 single mothers who are part of our first ever Single Mom Saturday last year, and I said, there's no pressure, but if you'd be willing to, would you share a little bit about what this event meant to you and your kids last year? And so this is Andrea, and this is what she told us.
Hi, my name is Andrea, and I was part of the single mom event last year. It was really hard for me to make this call because I get very emotional. My kids and I really enjoyed that day. My kids could not believe how much they got to do and all of the treats that they got. It was pretty surreal, to be honest. The day went by in a blur because of how much we were able to do, and I didn't have to say no at all, which was pretty unusual. The vehicle repair funds at Bloomer Tire means more than I can say. When my brakes were bad, I was able to get them replaced without having to worry about how to pay for it. Having one less thing to worry about is a blessing every day. It really means a lot to me. I don't know who donated, but I think about those people, and I just hope that they know how much it means to me and my kids. During times when I'm really stressed out and overwhelmed, which can be pretty often, I remember that day and all of the generosity of the people who made that day happen and who donated, people I don't even know. It reminds me that there are people who care and that God is listening and providing. And I'm just very thankful. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Andrea.
Thank you, Andrea. When there's so many different things, and we'll play one more song here before the end of the show from Matthew West. But it reminds me of a single mother in scripture, and that's Hagar. And she was Abraham's servant and he fathered a child through her. And then scripture tells us that Sarah sent her away. And Hagar's going out into the desert with her son Ishmael, and she set him down by, I believe, some bushes out in the desert there, and then went away because she said, I don't want to see the boy die. Things just seemed so hopeless. But God came to her there and provided for their physical needs, provided water, provided hope. And I just remember in scripture, and I wish I could quote it exactly, but talking about you're the God who sees me, the God who hears. And what I just heard from Andrea there too exemplifies that what you all did for her and 9 other moms, and of course we have, again, 10 new single mothers, 10 new families this year, but you all were Christians. And what does Christian mean? Little Christ. You all were little Christ. You were hands and feet to help remind her that God listens, that God cares, that you're never out of his gaze, never out of his reach, and hope is always there. WWIB, we are family. We're looking forward to Single Mom Saturday coming up at the end of April and asking if you would respond. One more song here in honor of so many amazing mothers. WWIB.com/Single Mom Saturday if you'd like to help these single moms.